Assalamualaikum dan salam sejahtera. Saya Luqman Haris, anda sedang menonton Agenda Awani. Baik, sejak kebelakangan ini, sama ada dalam Agenda Awani maupun dalam rancangan-rancangan atau laporan berita kami yang lain, kita sering memfokuskan pada dua atau tiga isu yang penting. Dan isu itu sering berorientasikan ekonomi. Kita sering membincangkan berkenaan dengan kos sara hidup, inflasi, polisi ekonomi dan sebagainya, sehingga kita mungkin terlepas pandang aspek-aspek lain yang sama penting dengan ekonomi untuk kemakmuran negara kita. Dan antara yang terpenting yang sering kita mungkin bincang dengan agak sedikit sejak kebelakangan ini adalah keselamatan sempadan negara. Itu juga salah satu aspek terpenting dalam menjaga keselamatan negara ini. Dan bercakap berkenaan dengan reformasi, ia juga berkait rapat dengan reformasi dan segala penambahbaikan yang mungkin kerajaan baru ini ingin laksanakan untuk memastikan negara kita, sempadan kita dan rakyat kita kekal selamat. Dan untuk itu, saya terus ingin mau berbincang dengan dua tetamu istimewa kita pada hari ini. Yang pertama, saya disertai oleh Laksamana Muda Maritim Aminuddin Abdul Rashid, pengarah penguatkuasaan dan penyelarasan maritim untuk APMM atau Agensi Penguatkuasaan Maritim Malaysia. Dan juga Superintendent John Fleming, Counselor for the Australian Border Force, untuk membincangkan beberapa inisiatif kerjasama antara Malaysia dan juga Australia dalam memastikan pengawalan sempadan kekal mantap. Dan izinkan saya meneruskan perbincangan ini dalam bahasa Inggeris. I want to start with Superintendent Fleming first. Well, first of all, you are here to highlight about Operation Redback. I think some of us may have heard about the operation, but most people not really familiar with Operation Redback. Tell us, what is Operation Redback?
Sure. Before I do that, I'll just give you a little bit of an introduction about the Australian Border Force. Sure. We are a single border agency that looks after customs, immigration, enforcement and our Coast Guard function. And the primary part of my work here in Malaysia is in that civil maritime security field. And the main part of work that I do is Operation Redback, which we have a great partnership with the Malaysian Coast Guard. And in fact, this is our, as you said, the 18th edition of Operation Redback. It's a joint operation between Australian Border Force and Malaysian Coast Guard. It has a number of components. They include operational patrols that are conducted by the Malaysian Coast Guard. It includes some capacity building workshops that we do where we share our skills and experience and build up our capability for both agencies, an equal partnership. We have a strategic communications component and media. And finally, probably the most important component from my perspective, is we have community engagement where we spend time, both APMM and ABF, out in the community, meeting with the people whose livelihoods depend upon the sea. And they're the people who can tell us most things about what's going on in terms of cross-border crime.
Right. So, as you've mentioned, this is the 18th operation. It has been around since 2014. And this year, you have chosen Tanjung Sedili as the location of the operation. Mm-hmm. Saya mau pergi ke Tuan Aminuddin. Tuan, why Tanjung Sedili?
Lebih dulu, saya ingin mengucapkan terima kasih kepada Astro Awani yang memberi peluang kepada kami untuk menyampaikan mesej berkenaan tentang keselamatan maritime ini. Di mana yang tadi Luke beritahu, kita kena lihat dari sudut ekonomi, sudut keperluan negara sekarang untuk mentabatkan isu madani ini kepada bukan saja kepada peringkat peringkat penjawat awam, tapi malah kepada rakyat sekali. Okey, kita memilih Tanjung Sedili disebabkan ianya adalah merupakan satu tempat yang agak strategik. Iaitu di sebelah timur dan juga mempunyai potensial di masa akan datang seandainya mempunyai ancaman-ancaman yang seperti mana yang dijelaskan oleh sahabat kita iaitu Mr. John tadi, iaitu jenayah rentas sempadan. Ianya bukan saja akan berlaku di barat, malah di sebelah timur pun ianya boleh berlaku. Jadi sebelum ianya berlaku, kita kena perlu ada preventif dia. Bagaimana kita boleh mengelak. Iaitu salah satu contohnya adalah kita memberi pengetahuan, ilmu kepada penduduk-penduduk setempat. Jadi kita nampak Tanjung Sedili itu adalah mempunyai komuniti-komuniti yang begitu sesuai untuk kita membuat operasi iaitu community engagement bersama-sama dengan mereka. Dan semoga dengan operasi ini kita akan dapat memenangi win and heart dia untuk diorang menjadi mata dan telinga kepada agensi penguatkuasaan.
Sejauh manakah itu penting? Kerana kita faham kawasan pesisir pantai di Malaysia ini yang jauh khasnya seperti di Sabah sebagai contoh memang memerlukan penggemblengan tenaga dan juga bantuan daripada orang-orang tempatan. Ada sebarang lokasi di mana perkara itu, iaitu pertolongan daripada orang tempatan itu atau penduduk setempat itu sangat-sangat penting melebihi di lokasi-lokasi lain untuk membantu APML?
Okey. Kalau kita lihat dari sudut latar belakang kawasan di sebelah bukan saja di Tanjung Sedeli, malah pesisir pantai itu bawanya daripada Mersing sehinggalah ke Teluk Ramunia, iaitu di sebelah bawah sekali, iaitu Pengelih. Kalau kita lihat pada segi statistik jenayah, berbagai-bagai illegal case yang telah pun berlaku, seperti contohnya kontraband, kemasukan rokok. Dan kita pernah melihat bagaimana parti yang masuk di kawasan itu, mereka boat mereka pecah, lemas, dan masa yang sama tempat itu juga berdekatan dengan negara jiran kita. Begitu, maknanya kalau mereka nak keluar ataupun nak masuk, memang dekat. That is a, orang kata dilihat dari sudut taktikalnya, memang mudah untuk mereka masuk dan keluar. Okay. Dan kawasan di situ pun kalau kita lihat memang kita ianya memang nampak aman, tapi tak semestinya aman tu tidak berlaku apa-apa. Jadi kita pun nak kena pantau, kita kena lihat, kita kena banyakkan rondaan. Itu yang saya maksudkan mengapa kita kita memilih Tanjung Sedeli sebagai yang kata tempat yang pertama. Kita tak pernah buat di sebelah timur. This is yang pertama kali, the first time. Dari setelah 18 kali kita setelah 17 kali kita buat red bag, dan yang ke-18 ini kita memilih di situ berasaskan daripada scenario of apa ni, cases-cases yang berlaku. Jadi we will go there.
Mr. Fleming, I think Malaysia and Australia, I think in terms of geographically, our two countries share a lot of similarities. Australia obviously is an island nation. Malaysia, for the most part, we have a coastline of peninsula and also parts of Borneo. So what are the biggest threats to this operation and also in general in safeguarding the border, and what can Malaysia learn from Australia in terms of dealing with those threats?
Yeah, look, you're indeed correct. We're both maritime nations, and we've got large coastlines that we're tasked with protecting. And the complexities of those tasks become more and more difficult as the years go on. We certainly know that many of the civil maritime security threats that we see in Australia are shared here in Malaysia. And they include the trafficking of drugs and narcotics, illegal fishing, a big problem for both of our countries, robbery and piracy at sea, people smuggling and human trafficking. And the people smuggling one is really where the genesis of Operation Redback came about, around 2012 to 2014, where Australia started to receive hundreds of on-water ventures to Australia with people smuggling activity involved. This created a big problem for the region, and as part of that, we approached many countries in the region for assistance, and out of that grew this great operation where we're able to act together. So by doing so, what we're able to do is, with the great relationship that we share with the Malaysian Coast Guard, is we're able to share our intelligence. Australia has a very good operating system where we're able to see what is potential threats out in the water, and we share that very regularly, and vice versa. But your question around what can we teach Malaysia, I'd like to reiterate that it's a really equal partnership, because the challenges that particularly the Coast Guard see in the ever-increasing numbers of people smuggling ventures coming to Malaysia, we're learning a lot from the way the Malaysian Coast Guard go about managing those large numbers of people coming in. So we get together, we have capacity building workshops, we share our skills and experience, and we build up the capability for both sides.
I want to get back to what you said earlier, which is pretty interesting to me about sharing intelligence. And I want to direct this to Tuan Aminuddin. I think with partnerships such as this, it's inevitable that you have to share sensitive data, intelligence, etc. I remember when we were looking for MH370, there were talks about you have to share the scope of our radar and that compromise national security. Pada tuan, sejauh manakah kita boleh menjayakan kerjasama ini tanpa kita mendedahkan maklumat-maklumat itu kepada negara lain yang dianggap sangat sensitif kepada keselamatan negara?
Ini kita kena melihat balik kepada apakah perjanjian yang kita buat dengan mereka, iaitu MOU yang kita persetuju. Dia ada setengah tu memang very sensitive, kita tidak boleh hebahkan, dan ada tahap maklumat tu yang kita boleh benarkan, dan ianya kita letak di dalam MOU tu sebelum kita buat operasi Red Bank ni pada tahun 2012 tu. Kita dah pun go through all this MOU, which part of information that we can pass to them, and they also the same thing, some of the information also they will not pass to us, okay, but with the information is helping us a lot, honestly it's helping us a lot.
Right. Yeah. So all that has been taken into consideration, of course.
Yeah. It's a mutual understanding. Yeah.
It has been almost 10 years.
10 years, yes.
18 times.
Yeah.
So throughout the past almost 10 years, almost a decade, Mr. Fleming, what has Operation Redback achieved?
Oh, it's achieved many things. Firstly, as I just talked about, it's achieved a greater interoperability between our two agencies. Mm-hmm. It's increased our capability to deal with the threat. Mm-hmm. As it's evolved, we've really increased our ability to engage with the community, and I think that's kind of the really good thing that comes out of Redback is we spend time in these communities. We understand their concerns. We alert them to the dangers of getting involved in cross-border maritime crime, and we ask them for information, so we get a lot of our intelligence from the community. Mm-hmm. So we've achieved, of course, operationally, we could talk about many of the operational outcomes that the Coast Guard have achieved through previous Redback operations, and we would expect out of this one, but primarily it's that working together. And I think with the challenges that we have in the region, working bilaterally and multilaterally with coast guards around the region, that's how we create regional stability. And it goes beyond just civil maritime security, but it allows for a much safer region. And that's what we're looking for.
Right. Of course, with every, well, this is not exactly a new operation, but with every operation, there requires probably some retraining of your personnel as well, on top of engaging the public. So, ada sebarang latihan semula atau peningkatan kemahiran latihan yang perlu dilakukan untuk kaki tangan APMM atau anggota APMM untuk menjayakan operasi ini setiap tahun?
Ya, yeah. Sebagai contohnya, for this Redback 18, we request from the Australian ABF to send their expert on the intelligence so that they can teach us something about the intel, not only for the MMEA, but we also call the others, our friendly agency, such as like TLDM, the Navy, the Marine Police, and also the Marine Departments, the Immigration and the Custom, so that they also can get the you know, something new about the intel. Other than that, before this, we send many of our officers to ABF so that they can learn something new. The most important thing is they should think and thought how the Australian ABF think about the operation. Okay, this is very important. Okay, how you must have a thought to do the operation. Regarding on the enforcement,
okay. The thinking is totally different.
How sensitive, sensitive of you when you want to say that you're at sea. There is some things, activities happen. As enforcement officers, do you think that everything is fine, or there are something is wrong? So we need our people, our especially our officers, men who are serve on board ship, they must have that thought. If not, it's no point. You just patrol, you just wasted the people money, okay? Without no apprehend all this, someone do the mistake in the law.
So you're optimizing resources.
Yeah, we optimize the resource, and then we are thank you to the ABF. From this operation right back, the government of the Australian, they are given us 2 ships. That was in 2013 when we started the first raid back, yeah? And the ship come back and we do the ops raid back in Johor. So and then afterward followed by the 4 speedboat, okay? And then with your instructor trained us how to do the boarding, okay? Because too many tactical of boarding, so we choose the Australian boarding is much better, and then we go for the forensics and investigation. See, this is what we need. Because the MMEA is just new, okay, just new.
Yeah.
So we did the new information technique how to develop us.
Yeah. So Redback only obviously involves 2 countries at least for now.
Yeah.
And as you know, obviously we have borders, maritime borders also with many other countries.
Yep.
For Malaysia specifically, I mean, you've got the Philippines, you've got Indonesia, Philippines especially, that I don't know what to call it, that pathway in the ocean is pretty tricky.
Mm-hmm.
So how has Redback actually helped both countries work with other countries better in terms of safeguarding maritime borders?
Sure. Mr. Fleming? I can talk a little bit about what Australian Border Force is doing. So recently we ran a 6-week civil maritime program in Australia that included officers from Malaysia, Philippines, Indonesia, Vietnam. And they basically went through the training that our maritime officers received for a 6-week period.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to watch within that program the similarities in which all of the agencies approach their work. But we hope to continue to do this kind of work together because, as I said earlier, and as you said, it's a challenging environment, and to work together with all of the regional coast guards is our best opportunity of tackling some of those very complex regional issues.
Seems that the crux of this operation is to enlist the help of the general public, people who live in the areas. And I know you've mentioned you've conducted and continue to hold awareness programs, engaging with the people on the ground. What are the challenges that you face in actually convincing people to help you in actually getting a good reception and good cooperation from people who live maybe in the villages, in the concerned areas?
Of course, if I might answer that. Of course, if I turn up into a village, they're just going to see Matsale and not really be that really interested in what I've got to say. And that's where we really rely upon the expertise of the Malaysian Coast Guard. So they give us the door into those communities. Yeah. What we do is we spend time with them.
Mm-hmm.
We listen to their concerns, what's happening out in the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy for me to say from here to someone, don't accept money from this criminal syndicate, where that might represent a month's pay to sit in a boat to keep watch. What we want to do is get in and say, well, by doing that, you're actually exploiting your own community. And we know that the criminal syndicates that try and exploit those communities, they don't care about what happens in that community. They don't care about making the livelihoods of those people better.
Mm-hmm.
They're just there to make money. So a lot of what we do is try to get that message across that we don't want you to do that. And the better path is to come to us, give us that information. And we can only do that by trying to build up trust. So we spend as much time as we can within the community, hearing their concerns. Quite often, their concerns will be around search and rescue, safety at sea, these sort of things that the Malaysian Coast Guard can help them with.
Yeah.
It might be a dispute with a neighbouring region around fishing. But by getting in and listening to those concerns, spending time with them, we build up that trust. And in turn, they provide us with information. They're the eyes and ears of the coast.
Yeah.
They know everything that's going on. And we have found that through Operation Redback community engagement, we do start to get information back from these communities about illegal activity, and that's really what we're trying to do, is prevent rather than have to lock people up.
Yeah. So throughout the past decade, have you actually seen that trust increase each year from the locals?
Perhaps that's yeah. an answer.
Okay, look, actually, it's not all, it's bad. Yeah? Not all the places is bad. The people is slowly is take it. I've been 18 years in the agency. I've been experienced in the field, and I saw it. You can see the statistic of the crime also is getting lower. Yeah, that is mean we get the support from the community. Yeah? That is one factor that we can see. Secondly, that the way how we conduct our we call the engagement with the community, we are so quite very aggressive actually. With the Sahabat Maritim, with the Sembang Santai, with the people, and then on the fasting months, we berbuka puasa together with the local people, and then we do this, give them the life jacket and some of the talks about the safety. About the security, and as what John mentioned, don't try to get involved with all these syndicate because they give you money. We tell about that. Our job, we've done our job to pass the message, okay? But it's up to them. They really want to, you know, to help us to be ears and eyes, you know, to pass the information. Then for me, Alhamdulillah, if the community want to help us, sure we need the information to make sure the stabilize of our country.
Yeah, ideally you would want to find it easier to say that to people, don't give in to all these criminal activities, come to us instead. Ideally, you would want to find the task of doing that easier each year, and it's been the best part of a decade. Yeah. So do you actually find it easier every year from when you first started out to actually engage the locals and get them to not participate and to actually cooperate with APMM and also ABF?
Honestly, from my personal view, it's not easy actually. You must have be patient. You must have the patience, okay? And you must know how to, you know, slowly to engage with them, talk to them, you know. Because traditionally, these people, before this agency has form up, okay, the activity was so active, okay, about the contraband, human trafficking, everything is very aggressive.
It's much more under control now.
Yeah, now it's much more under control, because the agency is, we are combating this all the thing. We are serious. We take it serious.
I mean, everyone would know, everyone out there would know that safeguarding a maritime border is much harder than
the land,
right?
Yeah.
So people understand the challenges.
Yeah.
Mr. Fleming, so what's next for Operation Redback, and what's next for Australia-Malaysia Maritime Border Cooperation?
Good question. Look, we will continue to make Operation Redback evolve. This is the first time we've actually done anything on the East Coast. We look forward to doing some more work there and across, hopefully in East Malaysia as well. As I said, it will continue to evolve. We will look at different ways that we can reach deeper into the community to get that message across. More broadly, as I said, I think the future lies with working multilaterally across the region. I certainly know that the Coast Guards from around the region have a very good relationship together. The challenges are all shared, and operationally, at least on an operational level, there's great cooperation between countries, and we would see that that's our opportunity to maintain and increase stability within the region.
Thank you very much, Superintendent John Fleming, Councillor for the Australian Border Force, and Laksamana Muda Maritim Aminuddin Abdul Rashid, Pengarah Penguatkuasaan dan Penyelarasan Maritim untuk Agensi Penguatkuasaan Maritim Malaysia ataupun APMM. Jika anda tinggal di lokasi-lokasi yang kami sebut sebentar tadi, pastikan anda memainkan peranan anda untuk membantu badan penguat kuasa APMM khasnya dan juga kerajaan secara keseluruhannya untuk menjaga keselamatan sempadan negara kita. Penting pertahanan pertama kadangkala bukan mereka tapi anda. Anda menjadi mata dan telinga untuk memastikan negara kita selamat. Itu sahaja untuk agenda awal ni. Untuk hari ini, kita jumpa lagi dalam episod yang seterusnya. Assalamualaikum dan salam sejahtera. Thank you.